Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies, covering 5 minutes at a time, and I am returning from Dusk Till Dawn as the movie hits the fucking fan in minutes 60 to 65 in just no holds barred, out of control, bloody, gory, titty action everywhere. Joining me all the way from England.
Yep, hello everybody, I'm Lars Cadman. I am the author of the vampire punk rock series Midnight Devotion. And let me tell you something, this vampire band that I'm writing doesn't use limbs to play their music.
Everybody be cool is how it starts, with George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino kind of circling around after his hand got stabbed. And we get a big bang, 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 shoot up. Selma, very thirsty, snake out, vampire action, Richie dead. It is a train that doesn't stop for the next 15 minutes of this movie. It is crazy.
It is nonstop. And one thing I liked is, like, as soon as you see someone laughing, then they turn around going, do you think that is funny? And immediately have, like, a Pulp Fiction, like, stance and just shoot the guy. And they just put multiple bullets into him. They don't even, like, count. And that kind of gives you a flaw that the fact that they like to waste bullets and not actually making sure that they have reloaded right away. And that's going to prompt some consequences coming up.
It's absolutely crazy how much happens in these 5 minutes. It goes completely nuts. Now, when I first saw this movie, I was not expecting Quentin Tarantino to get killed off.
Me neither. I was actually a little bit sad, but the second time I watched this movie, knowing it was going to happen and knowing what sort of a person he was, like, you know what? I don't feel so bad now.
Here's the other thing. So basically Tarantino dies and everyone else has plot armor for a while. So no one's going to get hurt for quite some time. That includes introduction of Fred Williamson, who is the tall African-American gentleman who impales the strippers on the table. And we also get some fantastic Tom Savini action with his crotch gun, which pops right up.
Gosh.
That thing is awesome. Do you know who Tom Savini is, first of all?
The name rings a bell. Tom Savini.
He is the makeup artist for Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th Part 4, the final chapter.
Creepshow as well.
Creepshow, yes. He's also in From Dusk. He's also in Dawn of the Dead. He's one of the biker gangs in Dawn of the Dead. But his biggest claim to fame, I think, is he is the father of Jason Voorhees. He created the look of Jason.
Yes.
And then he brought Jason back to kill him off in the fourth Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah, he did.
So he has been a long-time accomplished special effects makeup artist. He has his own school that you can attend here in the States. I met him at a few different cons. He's okay, I guess, to his fans. I've heard a lot of mixed stories. He's either just really grumpy. He's not never anything bad to be canceled out, but just kind of a grumpy guy, kind of a rude guy. I don't know. I've heard so many different things. He has that whip from Dusk Till Dawn. He brought it to Rock and Shock one time and was whipping it around in the middle of the guest area while nobody was near him, so he could crack the sound barrier with it.
And yet here he is with a crotch gun, which is a very creative mechanism, I must say, in a very suitable environment.
We also get Danny Trejo completely vamping out into a vampire mode, and we get Tom backflips. I do not believe this is him doing these backflips. I think this is stunt double.
It possibly is. But one thing I did really like is the transitions between a person turning into a vampire. Like, it's just so creative and so practical how they do it. Like, it's not CGI'd, like, heavily. Like, it looks like they're physically turning into a vampire.
Yeah, he also looks like the most normal-looking of the vampires because everyone else really turns into a creature. I mean, look what happened to Selma Hayek.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, she had that transformation. Like, even though, like, the rest of her body is, like, still seductive, it's just the uglier part is
the events of the movie and goes a little further past the events of the movie. And in this film, it's a cult of snake-like vampires, kind of like Lair of the White Worm.
Okay. I've not heard of that.
You never heard of the TV series? Yeah, it ran for 3 seasons.
Okay. Was it any good?
It was okay. I didn't hate it.
No.
You know, it was all right. I didn't hate it. It's worth a watch. The actor in it who plays Seth's character, he was actually cast as Batman in George Miller's unmade Batman movie, which got canceled in 2007 because of the Hollywood writer's strike in 2007.
That's sad. But yeah, big kudos to the special effects and the makeup artists for doing like that good look of vampirisms. Like, they actually made them look ugly and terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, the everyone special effects are fantastic. How they do, I don't know. I don't think this is Selma Hayek in the snake makeup. I just
don't
believe
so?
It. I do not think it's her. I mean, I think it's somebody else. I mean, she morphs back into her human form and she beats the crap out of George Clooney, which is pretty funny.
What I find funny is, like, she says, "Let's see if you taste as good as your brother." He goes, "Fuck you, shoot her." She comes back up and then just slaps him across the room, and he's like got his movie armor on, so he doesn't break any bones or snap his neck.
It is hilarious how easily she just backhands him across or whatever, and he's like surprised, being like, "Oh shit, I might have a real problem." Now, do you remember what does the fat vampire say to Juliet Lewis before she rips her cross off and sticks it in his mouth?
So it's something along the lines of, like, you know what they say about me? I suck.
I suck.
Yeah, gotta have that vampire pun.
Yeah, that was so lame. But yeah, she rips her cross off and sticks it in his mouth.
Yeah, which is super effective. Like, I think I don't know if she, like, just followed it from the movies or if it was just an instinctual thing, but, you know, it literally just blew up his eyeballs right on her face.
And we also have over here, we have Tito Larrava, who he's a Mexican-American singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and he is he's the vocalist for the band. And all of their instruments immediately turn into human body parts, and it's really gross.
It's pretty creative and funny, though.
It is. It ends, and of course, our 5 minutes end with them, like, ending their song. But just, like, how would you be able to play an instrument on a human body like that? It makes no sense. But the amount of carnage happening, the amount of heads being ripped off, throats being slashed.
Yeah.
The best kills are all with one of our side characters, Fred Williamson, who impales the 4 strippers on the legs of the table.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty creative.
There's a scene in the behind the scene. There's a behind the scenes footage showing Juliet Lewis getting squirted in the face with whatever it is. It looks like KY jelly is coming out of his face. It's definitely not just water being squirted at her. I think it's KY jelly, because his eyes explode.
Yeah.
And she just gets covered in it, and it's like, gross. Let's make more sexually innuendo things towards a female teenager.
I was going to say, you can take that so out of context without showing, like, what's actually going on, and you could just make up your own scenario of what's going on.
It's unbelievable. Here's the thing about Selma Hayek, I have to say. She still looks like this today. She has been posting recently photos on her Instagram of her at the pool and the beach, and she's wearing a bikini, and everyone's, like, comparing it to photos from Dusk Till Dawn. They're like, this woman is a vampire. She looks exactly the same. Her breasts are much bigger, but she looks like she is just constantly working out to maintain this body she's had since, you know, since the 90s.
She's got that Keanu Reeves effect where she's just staying... She's looking better as she ages.
Correct. I just saw a preview for a movie starring George Clooney coming up soon. He's going to be doing a movie with Matt Damon. They look like they're a couple of hitmen going after the same person.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. I'm kind of looking forward to it. And I've heard the constant rumors that there might be another Oceans movie coming out. So I think that would be... I would enjoy that too if they did another Oceans movie, maybe teaming up him with Sandra Bullock, who was you know, his sister in the last one.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, he's another person who's looks good for his age. I mean, you could obviously he's great, but he still has that like silver fox look that women really like.
Indeed. I didn't know, by the way, he was in a movie this year. He's the voice of the spaceman imaginary creature in the movie If.
Oh, really?
Yeah, interesting.
I've not seen that movie. I've seen it heavily advertised, like, when it first came out, but they didn't seem to credit it, unless, of course, it was, like, a surprise kind of guest role that they just wanted to keep hidden.
I'm not finding the movie on IMDb that he's in with Matt Damon. It doesn't make any sense. There's a movie coming out that him and Matt Damon are in. They're in the trailer together, but maybe it's Matt Damon and someone else. I don't know. And, of course, he, by the way, is uncredited as Bruce Wayne at the end of the movie The Flash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he shows up at the end of the movie when the Flash returns to the regular DC universe. He thinks he set everything right in the time period, but in fact, it's not quite right because he's in a universe where Bruce Wayne is played by George Clooney.
Yes, from the awful Batman movie.
From the awful Batman movie, correct.
Yeah. I did not see The Flash because A, I have no interest in that movie whatsoever, and B, I don't support Ezra Miller whatsoever.
It's called the, so George Clooney's not in this movie. It's Casey Affleck and Matt Damon. It's called The Instigators. Oh yeah. That's not the movie I was thinking of. I swear to God, I saw a preview. It's George Clooney and Matt. No, it's George Clooney and, what's his name? Not Tom Cruise. His co-star from Ocean's 11, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. That's the movie. Let me look at Brad Pitt's IMDb.
I actually was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, I wonder what Brad Pitt's doing these days, because I haven't seen him be advertised in any movie for a while.
Mm.
Not since Bullet Train.
Yeah, Bullet Train was fantastic.
I did hear it was fantastic. I've not seen it yet.
Oh, Wolves. That's it. For some reason, it's not on George Clooney's IMDb, but it's by John Watts. It's about two hitmen. It's called Wolves.
Yeah, there it is.
Two lone wolves of fixers who are assigned to do the same job. It looks really good. It's an R-rated action movie. Two great actors. I'm looking forward to it coming out. I don't know when it comes out, but for whatever reason, it's not on George Clooney's IMDb. That's so strange.
Hmm. Anyway, it's on Wikipedia. I can see that.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia.
These two are really good on a Burn After Reading.
September 27th. It comes out late this month in America.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that ends our 5 minutes with the band ending their song. Thank you, Laws, for joining me once again for the Vampire Movie Minute podcast.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
After a lot of character development minutes, I gave you 5 good minutes of nothing but gore and tits.
Yeah, just what we want. Just exactly. Like Danny Trejo likes.
Yep. Where can people find you, Laws?
You can find me on Facebook as Laws Cadman Author Page. You can find me on Instagram at @cherry_rabbit_Laws. And you can find me on Twitter at Laws Cadman. And my copy of Midnight Devotion is available on Amazon on all online book platforms.
Excellent. And you can find me over on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. We're here where I have hosted episodes for The Lost Boys, Vampire Hunter D, What We Do in the Shadows, and many more. Also, check out my own Vampire comic book and graphic novel, Vlada, A Dracula Tale, Vlada Chronicles of the Damned, Vlada Tales of the Damned, where we gender swap the cast of Dracula in its own little universe. And I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'll be back for another 5 minutes in a couple weeks from Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast.